Hello, Emmanuel. This is Corbin Kitzmiller. I'm eager to share with you a little bit about my testimony and answer several questions given to me as a candidate for eldership. I grew up in a wonderful family in Columbus, Ohio, where the gospel was talked about in our home. When my two older brothers and I were young, my mom would open up the Bible with us when we woke up in the morning. She would teach us about God and answer our many questions. She wouldn't shrink back from telling us her own testimony of being a needy sinner and how God redeemed her by his life, death, and resurrection. She would always tell us about the parts of her story that showed how good Jesus is, even if it revealed her past sin. From this gospel witness in my life, I remember believing in Christ as my Savior at a very young age. As I grew older, I continued to believe in Jesus as my Savior and trusted his words in Scripture. I was greatly shaped by the witness of my mother throughout my early years as she faithfully loved and disciplined us. Alongside what I believe to be a true conversion from a young age, there was also a fear of man, self-righteousness, and hidden sin that moldered in the dark. Through my teenage years, I increasingly struggled with lust and, eventually, pornography. I was living a conflicted life. All my friends knew me to be the good kid in class, never getting in trouble, never cursing or telling a dirty joke. But secretly, I was torn by lust, always having a conscience that was rent with guilt or fooled temporarily by my own self-righteousness. Though I believed in our great Savior, I also wrongfully believed the lie that I could turn from this sin on my own. What this was really was an attempt to hold on to self-righteousness and fear of man by not confessing a sin that was as ugly as lust. All the while, I took increasing opportunities in my private Christian school that would spur me on to go to Boyce College and Southern Seminary. All of these things came to a crescendo in the spring of my freshman year at Boyce College. Through the meaningful membership and pointed preaching that I had begun to receive at Emmanuel, as well as the instruction that I was receiving at school, the Lord was about to show me that He was the Lord of my life and was able to conquer my sin by His gospel and His Spirit. One merciful day, I walked into class and the professor taught on the Lord's Supper and, in doing so, explained again that Christ's body and blood are sufficient to wipe away all of our sins. Immediately, my life was changed. There was nothing particularly new or powerful about the professor's words. He was not a particularly powerful speaker, but the gospel is a particularly powerful word. It was like the lights had turned on again in my life. Immediately, I was overjoyed at this gospel and knew that the hiding of my sin must end that very day. That very night, I confessed the ongoing struggle with pornography to a dear friend of mine. The next day, I confessed it to my GCG leader, and that week I confessed it to an administrator at my school. These confessions were joyfully painful. They confirmed in me that God was able to do what I could not, what I was powerless to do on my own, namely confess sin, and deeply dreaded, the Lord showed me that He was powerful to do. Not by my resolves for good, not by a great speech by my professor, but by His word, met by a faith that was instilled by His Spirit. From that point, I went on to cut off sin in costly ways, to get rid of my phone, to seek community and accountability rather than isolation, and ultimately to find delight in God and in His Word, rather than lust. Now roll the clock forward, and it has been more than 8.5 years since I have last looked at pornography. In that 8.5 years, the Lord has blessed me with my lovely wife and 3 daughters. I am grateful to God that this is my story, not because of my particular sin or righteousness, but because of His great mercy on me, an undeserving sinner. I am grateful for this story because I remain undeserving, undeserving of Christ's love for me, undeserving of His forgiveness bought by His blood and not my own, undeserving of His pure Spirit, and undeserving of the wife and children that He has given to me. Psalm 103 rightly declares, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The next question that I've been given to answer says, how have you grown at Emmanuel and seen your family grow? And then also, what kind of things do you appreciate about the body here? At Emmanuel, I've seen my family grow in ways that are hard to calculate. I was baptized at Emmanuel. My wife and I dated while we were members at Emmanuel. We were married in the 4th Street building and had our reception in the fellowship hall. We have been in the same gospel community group for 9 years. Over these 9 years, one of the greatest ways that Emmanuel has blessed us is by having meaningful membership. When I first arrived in Louisville, I had attended churches my whole life. But I didn't have a good picture of how to be a member of those churches, or even that it mattered. When I came to Louisville, I began to live much more closely with members of my church and my GCG. I hadn't seen people becoming members of a church before, much less seen a members' meeting or church discipline. These were new and wonderful things that I was beginning to see in the scriptures and in practice. I remember the first time I participated in a vote at a members' meeting to discipline an individual and remove them from membership. After the vote, I walked out to my car and wept the whole way home, asking God to have mercy on this individual and asking God that he would have mercy on me and keep me. Emmanuel, this was good for me. Good for me to see the church caring for its members and the Word of God. Good for me to see that membership meant something, and good for me to see that the deceitfulness of sin might lead to this kind of outcome. Being nominated to be an elder, in what ways has the Lord gifted you in that capacity? It's humbling to be nominated to serve as one of your elders, Emmanuel. I have long had a desire to serve as an elder, and I believe that the Lord has gifted me with a love for his people and a desire for his word to be rightly understood. I have greatly enjoyed serving Emmanuel as a GCG leader, discipleship room host, member of the pastoral apprenticeship, as well as an Emmanuel Kids teacher some years ago. In each of these ways, I have grown in a love for you, Emmanuel. I have loved seeing how you love God and love others in each of these contexts, and would love to serve as one of your elders should the Lord see fit. Thank you.